Skagway School's 4th and 5th graders got an unexpected lesson in civics on April 4th when they witnessed the high schoolers participate in a walkout. 24 high school students left class at 11 a.m. and congregated at the flagpole. The protesters listened to speeches and discussed Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of the education funding bill, Senate Bill 140. The bill would have raised the base student allocation by $680. The formula is used to determine how much money the state gives schools per pupil. It has not seen a significant increase since 2017. The legislature failed to override the governor's veto by one vote. Skagway's 4th and 5th graders weren't allowed to participate in the protest, but they watched from their classroom windows. The 4th graders spoke, sometimes all at the same time, about what they were witnessing.
Why are you guys at your window?
Because we're clapping.
Each to one person.
Yeah, let's do one voice.
We're cheering on the high schoolers.
What's going on with the high schoolers?
They're protesting for more money for our school.
Because the governor vetoed the law to give the schools more money per each student.
And we're fighting for education, our education rights.
And we don't think that we're getting enough money for our school and students.
10th grader Lena Hischer helped lead the protest and spoke to the crowd first. Her speech outlined the history of base student allocation and expressed her disappointment that the veto wasn't overturned.
Every dollar invested in our education system is an investment in every student's well-being and well-being of our state. Yet Governor Dunleavy's actions sent a clear message that education is not a priority for his administration. Therefore, although most of us cannot vote, involving ourselves in protests like this hopefully get the attention of our legislators and our governor, who continuously prove that education is not their priority. And hopefully this will change their minds. So when similar bills come up in the future, legislators will vote in favor of the students, since that is who they should be serving.
The protest was organized via social media by the Alaska Association of Student Government. Many students wore red for ed. It was not a school-sanctioned event. No staff or teachers were present, and one parent attended. Students who participated received an absence for that period and could not participate in after-school activities. Junior Calvin Miller reminded his fellow students that the walkout extended beyond Skagway.
I don't know if we made this point clear, but yeah, it's happening statewide. Hundreds of kids are right now standing outside in colder weather than this, even up in Ukiavik, yeah. We're 1 degree right now. So, we're trying to make a difference statewide.
Senior Charles Deitch said he was protesting for school districts that aren't as well-funded as Skagway.
And this isn't just, for us. We're showing our support for the bigger schools who need them, really, really, really need the money, like Juno, and up north, the rural communities, that we support them, and we want to see their funding increase, and their education should be a priority for the state.
In a written statement, Dunleavy said he vetoed the bill, quote, due to its absence of educational reforms. Before returning inside, the students filled up on goldfish crackers and fruit snacks. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson in Skagway.